We love the convenience of computers and other modern electronic devices. They're great during their useful lives, but when those lives come to a close, then we're faced with the task of what to do with the old phones and towers and printers and all the other stuff. The task just got a little easier on the Oregon side because the e-cycle program of the state DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, just expanded to include more items. Michelle Martin is the program manager. She's a materials management specialist with the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here today. So let's start with the easy stuff. What is the Oregon E-Cycles program? How long has it been in effect, and how much has it grown over the years?
Yeah, the Oregon Electronics Recycling Law, what we call E-Cycles, was established in 2007 to finance a statewide collection, transportation, and recycling network for computers, monitors, and televisions. We began free drop-off of electronic devices at e-cycle collection sites in 2009. So that marks 2014 as the sixth year of the program. And the law includes a disposal ban that took effect in 2010, so you cannot throw away your computers, monitors, and televisions. And in 2011, we added the new devices, and that took effect this year. So just starting January 1, 2015, you can now bring in your printers and your keyboards and mice to any collection site within the state of Oregon.
So, Michelle, what happens if you do attempt to throw away these things, computers, monitors, TVs, any of the new stuff for that matter, too, and you put them out there with your trash? Do you get a note from the trash person?
Well, it's up to the individual haulers, but you might. You might get a note. They'll take those devices, and they'll recycle them properly.
All right, so there is still that option, but in terms of things ending up in landfill, that's the major issue here, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the major issue, and it's been a great way to make sure, and Oregonians have definitely stepped up to take their devices to these collection sites. There's over 270 statewide.
And how does somebody find the site nearest them?
They can go to OregonEcycles.org, and there is a way to type in your zip code to find the nearest collection site to you.
And is it generally not more than 20 or 30 miles or something like that?
You know, it's even closer for most. And there's a ton of collection sites across the state. A lot of them are places that are very convenient and easy to get to. Some of them are Goodwills. Some of them are transfer stations. And some of them are places like Next Step in Eugene and Free Geek in Portland. There's a lot of great locations. And again, 270 sites. There's a lot around the state. And we're continually trying to increase that convenience factor by adding more sites.
And what kinds of stuff is actually in this e-waste, as we call it, that is the stuff we want to keep out of landfills?
Well, there's a lot. I'm glad you asked that question. There's a lot of electronics. There's a lot of lead and phosphorus dust. There's some dioxins. There's a lot of chemicals that we don't want to get into our landfill or into the air. So when you drop off your devices at an e-cycles collection site, they'll take that to a recycler, and they will process those devices with environmentally sound management practices to avoid getting any of those toxic chemicals into the air where we breathe them.
Is there any back pressure on manufacturers to find ways to build the devices without using some of the more heinous stuff?
Well, the program doesn't cover that, but I could only imagine that they're incentivized by having to fund our recycling network in Oregon and DEQ's administrative fees, that they would be incentivized to use perhaps less toxic information. But there are resources that some of them are, in fact, in Oregon that are working with manufacturers on their products to make them more environmentally sound.
Michelle, it seems like there's so many different things that are involved in these electronic devices, and the devices themselves can become obsolete, but obviously the raw materials within them, not necessarily. So can it get broken down to the point where the plastics end up getting used again as plastics and the metals end up getting used again for something else?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's part of the program. So A great way for these recyclers to continue using these materials is to dismantle them, these devices, using environmentally sound management practices, and then to sell those parts, the copper and the plastics and the other metals, down the line to be put back into products And in that way, we're not extracting natural resources every time we want to build a new electronic device. We can reuse these materials, and that keeps those materials from encouraging more greenhouse gases by taking them from their natural place.
Michelle Martin, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, materials management specialist at the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, head of the E-Cycle program. You can join us on the Exchange as we talk about e-cycling in Oregon and anywhere, and the E-Cycle program in Oregon in particular, and its expansion to include other devices as of the beginning of the year. Phone number here, 800-838-3760 to reach the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760, email jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Steve in Eugene. Welcome to the Exchange.
Howdy. I've got a dead microwave, and I assume it has, you know, some kind of a big transformer, an electronic timer, and some kind of a microwave transmitter or emitter or whatever. I'm wondering that, and a good deal of metal covering too. I wonder if that counts as electronic waste.
Good questions all around. Thanks for that, Steve.
Yeah, the program, eCycles right now, is only collecting computers, monitors, televisions, printers, keyboards, and mice. So we're not covering microwaves right now, but you can look online at the DEQ website to find how you can recycle that product.
All right, so nothing in particular just for microwaves. I'm curious about screens in particular, larger screens, because I know when we were just looking for pictures to attach to this on the website yesterday, I was looking at pictures of the old CRT monitors, or the real deep tube monitors that have the big, you know, the cathode ray tube, as opposed to the flat screen ones. And it's not like those really quit working on us all at once, but they just went out of favor all at once. So I think a lot of them probably ended up in the recycling stream when they were still functional. I mean, are there uses, for example, for even the glass used in the tubes for those?
There can be several uses for the glass, but really what we want to do is have everybody that has a television or an old monitor that has that leaded glass, which is what we call the CRT, we want to have them bring them into a collection site so that they can be recycled responsibly, because we don't want to get that lead in the air. That said, there are opportunities for reuse in the eCycles program. So there are several collectors and recyclers that will look at the units, and if they can be reused, they can potentially be resold back into the marketplace.
When you talk about lead in the air, I guess this should be an indication that people should not, for example, decide to take a shotgun to their old CRT.
It would be a big mistake. You don't want to bash open a CRT with a hammer and expose the toxic lead and phosphorus dust. It's a really bad idea. And to get some of those metals, cooking circuit boards over open fires to melt the lead solder allows for breathing in very toxic lead fumes. It's a really bad idea. It's better to leave it to the recyclers in the program, who are certified by third party quite frequently and have to meet state and federal laws for handling these devices, as well as DEQ's environmental management practices.
So how much time did it take? I'm curious to know how bumpy a start it might have been when the eCycle program first got going to find places that could handle the materials, or if they were already set up and set to go and there are just more of them now.
Initially, the getting started with the program, it took a little bit, but it seemed that there were some facilities that were set up to handle the task. And so we worked with them. It was a very big stakeholder process to make sure that when the program started collections in 2009, whereas the law was enacted in 2007, that was a good couple of years to get folks up to speed. And even well before the law was enacted, there were stakeholders that came to the table to help this law be what it is today. And so those recyclers were, you know, ready to go in 2009 when the program started collections.
And what do you know in the way of numbers as the program has gone along? I mean, what kinds of things are you getting out of the back end of the eCycle program now? Is the amount of stuff that is getting collected and sent off to places to be reused or recycled increasing year by year?
It is. It's showing a lot of it's showing a great increase. So overall, the program from when collections started in 2009 to 2013, we have collected 123.5 million pounds of units that we recycled. And I don't have the numbers yet for 2014, as it's just January of 2015, but it looks like we're going to meet our targeted goal. And every year we set a new goal, and we've been meeting those targets.
Michelle Martin is the program manager for the eCycle program for the state of Oregon at the Department of Environmental Quality, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Ryan and Eugene. Welcome to The Exchange.
Well, good morning. I think this is a really critically important conversation. I did want to mention Next Step again, because you did allude to them, and certainly the Eugenian that just called could take his microwave there, and they would be happy to receive it. I did note the last time that I was there recycling an ancient television that was free, and that they do, and I shouldn't talk about their business model too much, but, you know, but some things that they were charging a small fee for. Plus, I think there's some program within Lane County Solid Waste about recycling. And so, you know, is there a good clearinghouse to figure out who and how and where things should go?
All right. Excellent question. Thanks for that, Ryan. Appreciate it. Michelle?
Sure. So you can go to OregonEcycles.org, and you can click on Find a Collection Site and type in your zip code, find the nearest collection site. That said, all of the collection sites should take any size television and any age of television. It is possible that there are special services that are built into the law so that while it's free, if there is a television, perhaps it's one of those big consoles with the wood framing the television, if that needs to be picked up, if it's a 300-pound unit and you need someone to come to your house to pick it up, that the collection site is allowed to charge a minor fee for that pickup. Otherwise, delivering your units to any collection site is free.
All right. So no charge even when you're dropping stuff off, for that matter, either.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Another call here from Jan in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Michelle Martin from the DEQ in Oregon.
Thank you. I would like to know whether or not all this is being recycled and broken down in the state of Oregon, or if any of it's being shipped overseas to dumps where poor people live and try to earn their living on pulling out the parts.
All right. Well, that's another good question. Thanks for that, Jan. Appreciate it. There are laws against that now, I believe, Michelle, but you can explain that better than I can, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's really important to know that the recyclers in eCycles, in our program, they dismantle everything in Oregon. We do have a facility in Washington, right in Vancouver, Washington, that is also in the program, and one in California. And they dismantle all of the devices here, and they send their plastics and all of the other dismantled pieces downstream, usually within the United States. So, and just as a reminder, each recycler is also required to have an annual audit that tracks the device components and materials from beginning to end. So we do have a process in place that tracks what is happening to your devices once they're dropped off at a collection site.
Now, what were some of the issues that, it seems like when you're going to get rid of an old computer, you're probably going to get rid of the printer and the keyboard and the mouse at the same time. So what were some of the obstacles that kept those off the list until January 1st of this year?
Well, we started with the most popular items out there, computers, monitors, and televisions. And then we extended to printers because they were the next largest category. And so that's why they're now eligible along with computer peripherals.
And is there no particular, it's any printer, whether it's, you know, an ancient dot matrix or a fairly recent laser jet? Any of those printers are fine?
Any of those printers are fine. We're looking at mainly desktop computers. So Oregon eCycles is primarily for households and small businesses with 10 or fewer employees and 501c3 nonprofits with 10 or fewer employees. That said, anyone can bring up to 7 units to a collection site. But because this is primarily a household and small business program, then most likely you're going to have a desktop printer. Right. And not a floor standing, which is not part of the law. So those big floor standing ones you see in the in office buildings are not eligible.
Okay, let's take another call from Cynthia and Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking e-cycling with Michelle Martin.
Yes, thank you. I'm wondering who to call if you see illegally dumped electronic waste. For instance, we saw some up Wagner Creek. People had dumped things off of the road, the edge of the road, down into the creek.
Oh.
And it wouldn't be something that would be easy to remove. But was there an agency or someone who would come and take that, you know, potentially hazardous waste away?
Let us find out. Thanks for the question, Cynthia. Michelle, a larger DEQ issue, I think, but where should people turn in such situations?
Absolutely. You can call your local government, or you can call DEQ. And it's really important that you make that call. We can't monitor absolutely everything that happens. We do our best. We have inspectors, and we have technical assistants that provide oversight to look at the facilities. But when you see something such as that, as dumping on the side of the road, it's really important to call DEQ or your local government, and we all work together and find a way to remediate that, those issues.
Michelle, just a few seconds left. Overall, is the e-cycle program hitting its targets, doing what it was intended to do?
It absolutely is.
All right, getting to where it needs to go. We've been talking with Michelle Martin, Materials Management Specialist and a Program Manager for the e-cycle program, which is at OregonEcycles.org. There's a link to it through our website. And Michelle, I want to thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really appreciative of the callers that had questions and of your time.
All right, thank you. Again, printers, keyboards, and computer mice can be included in the program as of the first of the year.